I'm WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel. When the government shuts down, it's children who lose the most. Households with children make up 60% of food assistance recipients. Federal funds also power free childcare for parents working in low-wage jobs. When those benefits expire on October 31st, millions of parents will have more challenges feeding and caring for their children. In Milwaukee County, 125,000 children benefited from SNAP food assistance at some point last year. But after November 1st, the Federal Department of Agriculture says it won't have the money to pay $8 billion in food stamp benefits. The USDA says it will not tap into its $6 billion contingency fund to cover November benefits.
At MPS, more than 80% of our students are considered economically disadvantaged.
That's Dr. Brenda Caselius, the superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools. Staff and city leaders are preparing to feed more children than normal in November. Caselius explained how they'll do that.
We serve free breakfast and lunches every day to our students. Our after-school programs also through the rec program serve dinner as well. For many students, these are the only meals that they can access. And if food benefits expire, we expect that number to grow.
But food isn't the only area of uncertainty. Two Wisconsin Head Start programs are also set to shut their doors after November 1st. That closure will affect care for around 275 children in southwestern Wisconsin and Sheboygan County. Head Start programs provide childcare and more for families earning under around $40,000 per year. They're funded by federal grants that are staggered throughout the year, which means more Head Start programs across the state will be affected if the shutdown continues into December. Jenny Maurer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Head Start Association. She says losing both Head Start and food assistance programs leave the most vulnerable families at risk if the shutdown doesn't end.
Thousands and thousands of children are going to suffer in our state with a pause in SNAP benefits. So not just thinking about the impacts on these two Head Start programs, it's really going to be catastrophic.
If you or someone you know needs help buying food during the shutdown, visit the City of Milwaukee Health Department website for more information about the Unified Citywide Food Drive. Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.